My name is Gretchen Draper. I'm from New Hampton. And this is the first time that I've heard that the way Hydro-Québec does its project would not pass permitting in the United States. And as I think, Susan, you mentioned that. I'd like to know more about that. Is it environmental reasons? What is, I just feel like that's an important thing.
Yeah. Unfortunately, in Canada, in most of the provinces, the environmental regulations are really much more lax than they are here in the United States. And so the kind and scale of environmental manipulation that goes into creating these giant impoundments are just off the scale. I mean, years and years ago when the United States built Hoover Dam, perhaps, I mean, that's, you're getting there into the kind of scale that we're talking about, but we don't do that anymore because we know what it means when you do that. And so that's why I'm able to say with great confidence that those projects would not get permits in this country given what they do to the environment. Does that answer? Yes, we did bring it up in the original scoping hearings. We will do it again in our scoping comments this time. And we think it's particularly important because, again, the project is being touted as green and good for the environment. And it's not a one-way street here. You can't bring it down here to, and say, well, they're not going to burn coal. I mean, of course, they have not. We also have to understand another one of the woeful inadequacies of the application and of the propaganda is they've been talking about how this is going to reduce carbon emissions by 5,000 tons. There's absolutely no documentation for that, and they are unable to cite documentation for it. So, but if they are going to make those claims, we need to be talking about what the real environmental impacts are of the source of the power.